And now, gambling terms. Snake eyes. Rolling ones with a pair of dice. Double down. Doubling the original bet for one more card. Bad beat. When your strong hand gets beat. Illegal gambling can put you at risk. Protect our communities. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Transport Minister Eamon Ryan will today announce a landmark €50 million contract for the design of 8 Cork commuter rail stations later on. Jane Cregan, Deputy Corporate Communications Manager at Irish Rail, joins us now. Jane, tell us what this contract entails.
So there's 3 aspects to this contract. The first is the provision of 8 new stations for the Cork metropolitan area. The second aspect is a new depot for our expected new fleet to operate on the network. And then the last aspect is for the electrification of the Cork area commuter rail network. So I suppose it's the transformational announcements that we're making this morning for the future of rail transport in the Cork area.
Okay, so will this be a sort of a version of something along the lines of the DART, but for Cork? Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. So we're looking at bringing high frequency services between Cove, Middleton and all the way to Mallow for the greater Cork area. These new stations will bring rail transport to new and existing communities that are not currently served by rail. And the electrification of the routes will bring a DART type sort of frequent service that will, you know, be attractive for people who want to move out of private cars and choose to use public transport as a more sustainable option, given the fact that there's going to be such an increase in service.
Okay. And do you know yet, and you mentioned frequency there, how frequent these trains will be, how many people will be transported and able to use these trains?
Our ultimate goal is for a 10-minute service. And then, say, from Glunt, that's between Cove and Middleton, and also a very frequent service between Mallow and the city centre in Cork. We're currently have 3 aspects of the project are underway. That's a through platform in Kent Station and Cork. So you can go all the way from Mallow to Cove or Middleton without having to change at Kent. There's also a significant signalling and communications upgrade that is also well underway. And the third aspect of that is Glanton to Middleton twin tracking. So currently there's only a single track between Glanton and Middleton, but we're in the coming months will be starting work about twin track. So that will again greatly increase frequency between Middleton and the city centre.
All right. And Jane, how soon might the people of Cork be able to use these? When do you expect this service to be delivered?
Well, subject to funding being allocated and planning being granted, we anticipate that this could be up and running as early as 2030. Now, not all of the stations will come online at that point. Some of them are in line with strategic housing developments that are also due to take place. But we anticipate that 5 of the stations could be up and running by 2030.
Jane Cregan, Deputy Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, thank you very much for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.